You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. This week, the Onondaga Historical Association is capturing a bygone era in downtown Syracuse with the opening of their newest exhibit, Strolling Down Salina Street, 1940 to 1980. Curator Bob Searing says the idea came from holiday pictures of Salina Street after World War II.
I mean, from the 50s and 60s, when you've got garland sort of strewn across the entire street and cars double parked, you've got people 10 deep on the sidewalks. If I showed you the picture and didn't tell you what it was, you'd think it was somewhere in New York City. That kind of activity. Beautiful lights everywhere, and we've got a lot of window display shots. I can think of one off the top of my head. We've got a great one of the Addis Company in the early 1950s with these beautiful white reindeer and lights and fake snow everywhere.
About 5 weeks ago, the OHA made a call out to the general public for any artifacts or photos they may have kept after all these years, dating back to the 1880s.
We had so many people reach out with such a wide array of items. I mean, from boxes to advertising materials to actual articles of clothing. We've got a wedding dress that was purchased at Addis Company. So it's been just amazing to see the outpouring of sort of support and interest from the community, sort of running around Syracuse, picking up items, listening to stories, really sort of reliving those memories.
Searing adds that photos that show the most development and activity first happened along the 100 block, along the Erie Canal, through downtown. The Days family broke the mold when they took a chance and built their department store in the 300 block of Salina, when it was still surrounded by farmland.
When the Days built their business, which is where Kubal is now, they built that in 1894. They were like laughed at. And like people are like, why are you building your store out in the country?
However, the Days family had the last laugh, and their venture pulled commerce further down Salina. Searing says it laid the groundwork for others to follow, like street-level shops, Sibley's department store, and several movie theaters. The exhibit Strolling Down Salina Street will have some vintage movie posters and will be presented by City Block. It opens this Wednesday at the OHA at 321 Montgomery Street. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.